We're joined now in the studio by Stephen Lehrer of Homestead Senior Care. Stephen, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And what we're here talking about today is something called the 40-70 rule, and this has to do with discussing aging issues with your parents or with older adults that you're caring for, living arrangements, end-of-life decisions, and things like that, which people have a tendency to want to avoid having those conversations and put them off until, in many cases, until it's too late. So what is the 40-70 rule? What is it intended?
Well, it's really an all-encompassing program. It provides resources and opportunities for families to engage in difficult conversations. Like you said, nobody has these talks until they have to. Nobody mm-hmm. pays their bills until they're due. And so our research and our experience shows us that most of the time when families are having the first conversations with their aging parents, they're doing so in a hospital environment because there's been an accident that's brought the issue to the forefront. And so what the 40-70 rule does is it highlights that age split of a 40-year-old aging child and a 70-year-old aging parent and says, you know what, this is a really good opportunity and a good time for you to start having those talks with your family. And more than just encouraging people to have those talks, which is kind of the message that Homestead has been out there trumpeting for years and years and years, one of the things that I think is so neat about the program is it gives families tools to do that. It lays out, okay, you need to talk about this, and here's how you do it. And here's how you do it in a compassionate manner, and here's how to do it in a manner which demonstrates to your aging parent that you're not out to get them, that you're not out to throw them in a nursing home, that you genuinely want to know what they want for the next few 5, 10, 15, 20 years of their life, and then how you can work together as a family to accomplish that.
And it's a really good number, sort of a benchmark number to keep in mind when you start getting close to 40 years old, when your parents start getting close to 70 years old, that's when you want to start talking about these things. It's so important to start the conversation when it's not a crisis or an emergency situation so you can sit down and have these conversations calmly and as you said, in a way that is sort of welcoming and inviting for all. Again, not just a rule, but also an actual program to help people. It gives people resources. So talk about the program, what exactly it entails.
Well, the program involves a downloadable action plan for successful aging. That's the big fancy name that we've come up with for it. You can go to the 4070 Talk website, 4070talk.com, mm-hmm. And you can download a plan that highlights a lot of the areas that we've seen over time at not just this Homestead franchise in Chapel Hill, but franchises all across the country, the hot button topics. Driving. Relationships and dating is a huge one that families don't address, but mm-hmm. when you look at the age disparity of some couples, if you've got a 60-year-old woman who's widowed and she's going to live to be 95, it's at least worth having the conversation that is she going to be alone for the next 35 years or will she at some point be willing to date? And that's a much easier topic to have, conversation to have before something starts than afterwards. Finances, end-of-life planning, advanced directives, all kinds of different things. Senior driving is, of course, mm-hmm. one of the major hot-button topics. And so the action plan walks you through a step-by-step process for, okay, we need to assess the problem. We need to talk about, or not necessarily the problem, but the issue. Where are we now? How do we feel about it? Then we need to consider all the different options that are available for getting the assistance that we need, and then talk through what do we as a family want to do. I think you hit on something really key when you said it's a great place to start the conversation. Mm-hmm. That's one of the mistakes I see families make a lot, as they look at it as the talk. I'm going to have the talk, and then I'm going to sail off into the sunset and check that off my to-do list. Well, I've had the talk with my parents several times,
right.
And each time we dig a little bit deeper into it. And I think that's one of the things that this program recognizes and really facilitates is it's not a one-time deal. This is a process. This is a relationship that's deepening through this. It's a neat free resource that's available to everybody.
And I think we're speaking with Stephen Lehrer, Homestead Senior Care, about the 40-70 rule, and it's 4070rule.com. Is that the website?
4070talk.com.
Talk.com.
4070 right. Talk.
Yep, 4070talk.com. And you're hitting on a number of issues that I experienced, and I'm sure a lot of people out there listening have experienced dealing with their own family members. My grandfather had Alzheimer's recently before he passed away, and you're describing exactly those conversations. And it's not even just having the idea of the talk, sitting down and doing this as a one-time thing and then riding off into the sunset. Even if you walk into that conversation thinking this is something that's going to happen again and again and again. Once you capitalize the talk and you sit down and you have this conversation, already it takes on this air of hyper importance.
Sure.
and crisis, and you're in crisis mode, and to start the conversation even before you get to that point and carry it on, that's so important too. So
yeah, I think if you're going to use the phrase the talk, you should follow it with dun dun dun. Because it puts it on
it's
this
so
platform
much pressure, yeah.
Where it's like, well, I can't do this, I'm not ready for it, I don't know how, and mm-hmm. this is really about taking the stigma away from those talks.
Yes.
And just saying, you know, Mom, what are you thinking? If Dad passes away before you, do you want to stay here in your own home? Do you want to move closer to me? What do you want to do? And let's talk through that. And we're not going to get to the bottom of it today. She may just say, you know what? I hadn't really thought about that. Let me get back to you. And then take it from there and kind of follow the lead that she gives. But no matter what you do, beginning the conversation, beginning to broach these topics now, as opposed to waiting until you're approaching it from the other side, is a far greater opportunity for success.
What other roadblocks get in the way of having these the good conversations that families ought to be having with each other?
I heard somebody say one time, there's a reason God gave you two ears and one mouth. And I think that's a really good guideline. A lot of aging children go in and knowing exactly what to do for their parents,
mm-hmm.
Which is not the case. But they go in thinking, well, this is a problem that has to be solved, as opposed to going in thinking, what do you want? Tell me. Educate
yeah.
me. Help me through this. This is the first time you've ever been old. I've not been old yet, and I want to learn how it is that you're looking at the next 5, 10, 15, 25 years. What are your hopes? What are your dreams? What do you want to accomplish that you haven't done yet? And how can I, as an aging child, facilitate that? How can I support you in the same way that I've been blessed to have you support me for all of my years?
And I'm sure that depending on the family, that can either be easier or harder if there are siblings involved too, because then you have multiple siblings who know what is best and might conflict with each other as well.
Absolutely. And Home Instead's got resources for that as well. But I think no matter which situation you're walking into, what I like the most about the 40-70 Talk program is that it facilitates relationships.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're walking into it, you know what? I don't really know my dad. I don't really have much of a relationship with my mom. And we see that a lot now with the fractured families and people living over distances. It facilitates conversations which breed relationship. So even if I'm going in on step one and saying, what do you want as you get older? It's going to give me the opportunity to know my mom on an increasingly deep basis, where I didn't know things about her before, where she's going to open up to me. And so it's not something where you have to go in, well, if I don't have this relationship with my parents, I can't possibly help. No, the program will breed that as you go through it.
Well, it's a really great program, great idea for a program as well. And again, it's something that pretty much everyone goes through at some point in their lives. So how can people, other than going to the website, again, 4070talk.com is the website, other than going to the website, how can people take advantage of this? What is Home Instead offer?
Well, the website is certainly the easiest way. All of the resources are there and easy to download. There's every possible way of approaching this subject, from instructional videos to testimonials of people who've walked through it, screwed it up, gotten it right. If you're a type A person, there's a checklist which you can check off. If
yeah.
you're more of an emotional learner, you can watch the touching YouTube videos and tributes and things like that. So they really have done a great job of putting together sort of a package which covers all of the different bases. If you're not able to access it that way, you can certainly reach out to us at our Home Instead franchise here in Chapel Hill by dialing 919-933-3300. But the easiest way is probably go to 4070talk.com, 4070talk.com.
And before we let you go, I think a point that you touched on just there that's worth noting too. You mentioned you can hear testimonials from people who've screwed it up and people who've gotten it right. You can screw it up and then get it right.
Absolutely.
I've seen that happen too. There's always a way back.
Assume that you'll screw something up along
yes.
the way.
Yeah. All right. Stephen Lair, Home Instead Senior Care. Thank you so much for joining us.
Appreciate it.